The Yardbirds' last contribution to our show is an item titled The Train Kept Her Rolling.
I caught a train, I met a dame. She was a half stop, well, I'm a real cool dame. She was a pretty from New York City. Well, I'm a truck on down that upper lane. Where did he have a hoe? Well, I just couldn't let her go. Get along, sweet little woman, get along. Get me out your way, get along. Sweet little woman, get along. Get me out your way, where did he have a hoe?
Welcome to the Strange Brew podcast. My name's Jason Barnard, and for the next hour, you'll be listening to a scintillating collection of blues rock tracks from the British era of the mid-60s into the early 70s. You just heard the Yardbirds with Train Kept a Rolling, which was from a BBC session from December 1965. That was a cover of a song by a chap called Tiny Bradshaw, who recorded it as a jump blues number in the early 50s. The Yardbirds helped to make the song a garage rock classic when they covered it on their 1965 album Having a Rave Up, with this version from the end of the year on the BBC with Jeff Beck's blistering guitar riff. Before I introduce the next track, there's been a bit more activity on the Strange Brew website, thestrangebrew.co.uk. Nick Warburton's done another great piece on a band called All Night Workers, and I've added a little something on a Leeds beat band called The Dimensions. More updates about what's going on in the world of the Strange Brew later, and now we're moving into John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. I think any show on British blues rock could not be complete without John Mayall. This next song is a classic, really. I'm Your Witch Doctor, also from 1965, and was composed by John Mayall, produced by Jimmy Page. Before it was about to get released, John Mayall lost his contract with Decca Records, and so it was the immediate record label at the suggestion of Page who issued the 45. So here's John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with their single, I'm Your Witch Doctor.
I'm your witch doctor, got the evil eye, got the power of the devil, I'm the conjured guy. Gonna teach you love at the midnight hour, gonna feel you burning like a passion fire. I've got my food.
got my mean old spell on you. I got my mean old spell on you. Your witch doctor, your witch doctor.
John Mayall and the Blues Breakers from 1965 with I'm Your Witch Doctor, a classic single there. Now the linking theme from that particular track and to our next song is that Eric Clapton featured heavily on guitar on both. So we're now moving into Cream with Outside Woman Blues from their Disraeli Gears album from 1967. Outside Woman Blues is a standard blues song originally recorded by Blind Joe Reynolds back in 1929. The song has been covered by quite a lot of artists, although most notably by Cream, being one of the more bluesier tracks on the Disraeli Gears album from late 67. So here's Cream and Outside Woman Blues.
Mind. If you lose your money, great God, don't lose your mind. And if you lose your woman, please don't fool with mine. I'm gonna buy me a bulldog, watch my old lady whilst I sleep. I'm gonna buy me a bulldog, watch my lady whilst I sleep. Cause women these days, they're so doggone crooked that they might make a four-day creep. Well, you can't watch your wife and your outside women too. You know you can't watch your wife and your outside women's too. Cause when you're out with your woman, your wife would be at home cooking your food, doing your dirt. Buddy, what you trying to do?
Outside Woman Blues by Cream. Now to Tony McPhee, who was an English blues guitarist and founder of a band called the Groundhogs, who backed champion Jack Dupree and John Lee Hooker on English concerts in the mid-60s. They evolved into a blues rock trio that produced a number of top 10 hits in the early 70s, but we're actually going to some of Tony McPhee's solo material, which featured on the Blues Anytime Anthology of British Blues compilation albums that was released on Immediate Records in 1968. So here's Tony McPhee with a great number called You Don't Love Me.
You don't love me, yes I know. yes, I love you. Get on my knees and pray.
Tony McPhee with You Don't Love Me from the Anthology of British Blues compilation. Now to Fleetwood Mac, who we really couldn't miss out on, and one of their blues rock staples, Black Magic Woman, which was a single on the Blue Horizon label, also from 1968, written by Peter Green. And although it wasn't as popular as Santana's version a few years later, it did hit the charts at the time. It was also featured in Fleetwood Mac live setlist even after Green left the band. The song was often preceded by a band member reminding the audience that it was the Mac who performed this song before it became a big hit for Santana. So here's Black Magic Woman.
Got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, 'cause you might just break up my magic spell.
Mick Fleetwood's drums there, Fleetwood Mac and Black Magic Woman. Now to a band who have some links with the Mac, and that's Chicken Shack, who were a British blues band founded in the mid-60s by Stan Webb. They were later joined by Christine Perfect in 1968 and were a mainstay of the British blues bloom and a regular on the UK festival circuit. Christine Perfect was voted best female vocalist in the Melody Maker polls a couple of years running, and they had a few minor hits including I'd Rather Go Blind, which we're hearing next. After which, Perfect left the band in 1969 when she married John McPhee of Fleetwood Mac. So here's Chicken Shack with I'd Rather Go Blind.
I'd Something deep down in my soul said, cry, girl. When I saw you and that girl walking, I would rather go blind, boy. Most of all, I don't wanna be free. I was just sitting here thinking about your kiss and your warm embrace. With the reflection in
could say that was perfect. That was Chicken Shack and I'd Rather Go Blind. Now, as we heard on our Brits Abroad show and also in an excellent feature by Nick Warburton a few months back, and his interview with Mike Harrison and Tony Nolasco, McKenna Mendelssohn Mainline in December 1968 reversed the trend of English bands coming to North America and went over to England from their homeland in Canada to pursue a record label deal, which they did after signing with Liberty Records early 69. A few months later, they recorded their best-selling blues rock LP, Stink. She's Alright, which we'll be hearing shortly, was the B-side of their first single, Better Watch Out, both songs off the Stink LP. Recorded over here in England, it got loads of airplay back in Canada. So here's the excellent She's Alright by McKenna Mendelssohn Mainline.
My baby's long and tall, waves like a willow tree. My baby's long and tall, waves like a willow tree. Some say that she's no good, she's alright, she's alright, she
to make me lose, to make me lose my mind.
Another excellent track. Now to the Keith Hartley band, who were good friends with McKenna Mendelssohn Mainline, as heard on the Nick Warburton interview on the Strange Brew website. Keith Hartley's career began famously as the replacement for Ringo Starr as drummer for Rory Storm and the Hurricanes. He then played and recorded in the Artwoods, who we've heard before on The Strange Brew, as well as John Mayall's drummer, who we've just heard recently on The Strange Brew. He then formed the Keith Hartley Big Band, fusing elements of jazz, blues and rock and roll all together. The Keith Hartley Band actually were the first British band that performed at Woodstock. They played to support their album Half Breed, which was released in 69, and Too Much Thinking was the third track in their set. So let's hear it. The Keith Hartley Band and Too Much Thinking. We'll be right back.
talking in any book. The strange things drifting through my head. Told I'm alive, but I feel just like I'm dead. Everybody's crazy. If I weren't so lazy, well, when everything's gonna stop being hazy. Too much thinking. If I don't stop, I'm gonna start sinking.
As heard on Woodstock, the Keith Hartley Band and Too Much Thinking. I think we're about over halfway through the show. We've got an excellent mix of very, very popular and well-known tracks and some cult material. So well-known acts such as Humble Pie, Led Zepp, Status Quo, The Rolling Stones, and mixed in with lesser-known tracks such as by Andy Fernback, Gypsy, and Help Yourself. But next we've got Free and a song called I'll Be Creeping, which was from their second LP, the eponymously titled LP. The band had spent some time touring their debut album, Ton of Sobs, back in 68, and I think that basically created a shift in the style of the band, which lent itself a bit more to Paul Rodgers' voice, and there was a few less extended guitar solos, that kind of thing. The first song from the Free LP from 1969 was I'll Be Creeping. Unfortunately, it did not chart. Their follow-up single was All Right Now, but that's another story. Here's Free and I'll Be Creeping.
Never not
great rock band, Free and I'll Be Creeping. Now to someone who's a bit more lesser known, the Andy Fernback connection with a track called She's Gone from 1969. Andy Fernback is a blues singer and guitarist from Bournemouth, and he's best known for recording a very rare LP called If I Miss Your Connection with his band The Connection. That year they also contributed two of their own tracks to the I Asked for Water compilation, so this is one of those tracks. Here's the Andy Fernback connection with She's Gone.
When you were down, sick down on your bed. When you were down, sick down on your bed. No one brought you medicine, also brought you, also brought you bread. You're up today, looking good again. You're up today, baby, you're looking good again. Well, I knocked at your door, you wouldn't let me, you wouldn't let me in. But the sun gonna shine, what's barring my back door? Oh, the sun gonna shine, what's more in my back door? Do I love you, sweet woman, but you can't mistreat me, can't mistreat me no more. Maybe another year. I'll be up the country, drinking that cooking, drinking that cooking beer. I run to the telephone, took the receiver down. Oh, I run to the telephone, took the receiver down. Hello, Sandra. Give me Dr. Brown. I'm leaving, baby. Crying won't make me stay. No, it won't make me stay. I'm leaving, baby. Crying won't make me stay. Oh, the more you cry, further drive me, further drive me away. Also brought you, also brought you bread. No one brought you medicine, also brought you, also brought you bread.
The Andy Fernback connection with She's Gone. Now to Humble Pie and Natural Born Boogie, which was the band's first single released in 1969. You could say they were one of Britain's first supergroups, featuring a lineup including Steve Marriott from The Small Faces, vocalist guitarist Peter Frampton from teeny bop band The Herd, as well as Greg Ridley, who was in Spooky Tooth. The single was written by Steve Marriott for the Immediate label and reached number 4 in the UK singles chart. So here's Humble Pie and Natural Born Boogie. Humble Pie and Natural Born Boogie. Also from 1969 was Led Zeppelin's debut album, and what an album that was. Many of their early songs were based on blues standards, and two of the numbers from that LP were originally by blues artist Willie Dixon, You Shook Me and I Can't Quit You Baby. Here's I Can't Quit You Baby, which is a stunning track, so here it is.
I can't quit you, babe. So I'm gonna put you down for a while. I guess I got to put you down for a while. Since you messed up my happy home, made me mistreat my only child.
We'll be right back.
the Willie Dixon number by Led Zeppelin, I Can't Quit You Baby. Now to another cover version, but not really quite of a blues standard, but certainly a blues influence. So Little Time to Fly was originally recorded by US psych rocker Spirit, a great band in their own right, but Status Quo arguably improved on the original when they recorded it in 1971, but it remained in the vaults for about 10 years before it saw the light of day on a rarities LP. So here's Status Quo and Time to Fly. Spot the Beatles riff at the end.
Might not have to hear the sound.
Status Quo and Time to Fly, which was recorded in the early 70s but didn't see the light of day until the early 1980s. Now to Gypsy, who were one of the attractions of the 1969 Isle of Wight Festival, and a couple of years later they released their debut eponymous album, which drew favourable comparisons with Buffalo Springfield and Moby Grape. Here's a track from that debut LP, Standing Alone, Feeling So Bad. And thanks for Aidan Armitage for his suggestion of this band and a few others on this show. So here's Gypsy.
I'm standing third from the end of a line.
Gypsy, a British band but with an American influence, Standing Alone and Feeling So Bad. So next to the Rolling Stones and a key track from the Exile on Main Street LP from 1972, Ventilator Blues marks the first and only time guitarist Mick Taylor would be given credit alongside regular Stones writers Jagger and Richards. Taylor's contribution of the band's opening slide riff on this song is considered the main reason why he was given a credit, as it really drives the song along. As many of the songs on this LP, it's very sort of murkily recorded, and that really adds the flavour of the track and the whole album, actually. So here's the Stones with Ventilator Blues. The Rolling Stones with Ventilator Blues. That was our penultimate track, so we've only got time for one more. I think we're actually overrunning a little bit anyway, but it's all good stuff. Before we play our final track, I've just got time to tell you that our next show will be a Fading Yellow special. Now, you may not be familiar with Fading Yellow or the compilation series that it refers to, but Jorgen Johansson, who compiled a range of material across the world for this series, has got such a sublime taste that he's kindly picked some of the finest British songs from that series that we'll be playing next month. So we're in for a real treat, and a bit of a change in flavour of the Strange Brew from blues rock to something more softer, but really, really good stuff coming up. So our last track is Help Yourself, with a song called Strange Affair, which was the lead and title track from their second LP. I mean, really, this is a vastly underrated British group, so if you haven't heard some of Help Yourself's material, really check it out. I mean, they never really achieved great commercial success, but they really are one of the most underrated bands of the early 70s and had varied styles, and this song has got a little bit of a blues influence, so it's a good excuse to play it. So here's Help Yourself and Strange Affair, back from 1972. If you would like to get in touch, do so through the Strange Brew website, thestrangebrew.co.uk, or even check out our Facebook page. Just put the Strange Brew podcast into the Facebook widget there. So here's Help Yourself and Strange Affair. See you next month.